the parable of the wicked tenants and the story of Joseph and his brothers certainly highlight for us the ugliness of sin. In the parable, here's this landowner who's got a vineyard which produces wonderful fruits, and he most likely takes good care of his tenants. I'm sure he pays them well. And yet, they repay the landowner in such an ugly way, a terrible way. They refuse to hand over the produce to the servants that the landowner sends. And then, in fact, when the landowner sends his own son to retrieve or to get the produce, they kill him. And likewise in the story of Joseph and his brothers. Here is their, not their youngest brother, but the second to youngest brother, beloved by their father, who has many great gifts, and as far as we know, was a very kind and good person. And they hate him. They hate him so much that they want to kill him. And perhaps we could say only by the grace of God do they turn away from their intention to kill him and sell him into slavery. That's a lot better, right? Still, they treat him so terribly. So we look at these two passages, and perhaps what the church is trying to help us to look at today is sin is ugly. And every kind of sin, no matter how big or how small, sometimes we sort of start thinking, well, as long as I'm just dealing with the small sins, I'm okay. I'll let those little ones go by. And sure, they're not what they should be, but I'm not going to worry too much about it. And we're pretty good because we, in large part, steer away from the big ones. But every sin is offensive to God. Every sin breaks the heart of God. And so we might pray for the grace today to realize the ugliness of sin, not only when it's in its most terrible manifestations, as we saw in the gospel and the first reading, but even in the slightest way. When we have the grace to see how ugly sin is and how harmful it is, then the Lord will stir up within us a greater desire to love him more and to eradicate even the slightest sin, the slightest sinful thought or word or action from our life. And in doing that, we undergo a deeper conversion that leads us to a more profound union with our Lord.